says, being confident of this very thing, he which has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ Jesus. A lady told me, and she's in charge of homecoming. I can't believe I'm still being invited to preach in churches. God's not finished with me yet. The old Negro spiritual, I've seen it all. Not quite. I'm ready to go to heaven. And I will test smell some of the food I eat to make sure I get no odor of arsenic from you. But I'm ready to go. Anytime, Lord, he's faithful. Our society says today, you're bigot if you don't go along with the homosexuals. You're a bigot if you don't go along with the Democrats and what they're doing in Washington. Isn't America messed up when we can't pay the military troops who defend us, but we can pay those, I want to say sorry, but we can pay those congressmen. Do you know they're still getting paid? The military doesn't get paid till they set another budget. But Congress gets theirs. But God is faithful. He's keeping a record. I mean, I don't like to watch political news because it gets my blood hot. Now, I'm involved in politics. But what they're doing to this country, I told a young girl the other day, she's 22, just as sweet as she can be, calls me every Friday, makes sure I'm okay, and said, I want to apologize to you, and I want to apologize to anybody in this room that's under 21. Because we're leaving you right now with $37 trillion to pay back. I ain't got to pay it back, but you do. We're in sad shape. America's where she is, not because of the politicians in Washington, but because of the so-called Christians who sit in the pews.
That's right.
When's the last time you prayed for America? When's the last time you prayed for your church, your pastor? When's the last time you prayed for your president? I don't care what your party is, but you prayed. God save America. We really are the last hope of the world. If we don't stand up, and I'll give you this and I'll start winding it down. Years ago, back in 1993, I was in Venezuela, South America, in the Amazon. I was so far back, they had to pipe the sunshine in and the moonshine out. And I was talking to a converted witch doctor, one of the first to ever be saved, a shaman. He dealt with the spirits. And he looked at me, and through the missionary son, who I was good friends with, he said these words to me, and they have come true. If America, your country, does not change, we, the Yamanama Indian, will be sending missionaries to you. We are in bad shape, but God is faithful. We need to hold up the cross. Did you ever see anybody have the impact and how God has turned it all around as Charlie Kirk? Well, I mean, the young people knew him well, and I knew him. I knew about him. But this man had influence, and he had a testimony, and he wasn't afraid to stand up for it, and he wasn't afraid to die for it. We need some Charlie Kirks. We need some people at Valley that will say, I know that God's faithful. He said, I am persuaded. Death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, nor things to come, height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, God loves me.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Amen.
In closing, I remember that little country church long ago. And I remember the preacher was preaching on hell. And by the way, Pastor Boone, I think you know this. Ain't much of that going on today. They don't want to upset the congregation. I'd rather you get mad at me and never speak to me again than to stand before a living God and say, I did not warn you about hell. There is a heaven, but there is a hell. There is the love of God, but there is the wrath of God.
Amen.
And God's going to pour it out upon this world one day soon. But as I knelt at that altar On May the 12th, 1963, a big lady, I mean a big lady, knelt down to me, and I didn't know what was going to happen. All I knew is he had preached on hell, and I didn't want to go. I really wanted to be saved. Do you know that I was so slow that she had to explain it three times? First time she got through, do you understand? No. Second time, no. Third time she's halfway through, and I said, I've got it. But I didn't have it. Jesus had me, and he has never, ever failed me. Never. Amen. And that is truth. God has never failed me. God will never fail me. I confess my sin. I know he guards me. I know he loves me. He said in Luke 9:62, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. There's a lot of unfit Christians today. They keep looking back. Oh, we've had some good years here. I can remember when this place was packed, you say. Well, as far as I know, Buchanan is not all saved. There's still lost people that need to be won to Jesus. If you're here without the Lord, you have no hope. Amen. Without him, no hope. Well, when I stand before him, he'll see how much I gave and what I did, and that'll count for something. It won't count diddly squat. Amen. He will say to you, depart from me, I never knew you. The most fearsome words, some of the most fearsome words in all the Bible, is that God will look at my mother or my grandfather or me or my wife or whoever. He's faithful. God's not going to change his mind. Is it Malachi? He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He never changes. He hasn't changed his mind about his love for you. If you are looking back, and there used to be a song, I'm looking back to see if you're looking back, see if I'm looking back, see if I'm looking at you. If you're looking back, it's time to stop looking back and look forward. Because Jesus is coming. I've said for many years, we're not living in the last days. We're living in the last of the last days. Any moment, even today, even now, he can come. The Father can look at the Son and say, go tell Michael, blow that trumpet. And when a trumpet blows, every born again person will be called up. Every born again person in the grave will be caught up and get a new body. We got a lot to look for. God is faithful. I know I've asked you to take my word for it. I have not lied to you, but I have seen a lot, and I've been through a lot. All the trouble that I've experienced, I've brought on myself. If I just listened to God, if I just did what God said. And folks, it's not a long drive from here to Buck Mountain Road, unless you're my age. And if you get on 81, you might as well say your prayers, because they will run over you. Do you know there's two trucks out there for every car? I get to Troutville, I'll get on 81, that's when I start praying. Lord, help me till I get to Buck Mountain Road, because they don't know how to drive. We take a $70,000 vehicle and we drive it like it's $2. God's faithful. He's been faithful to you. In a week or two or three, or whenever you decide to do it this month, you will honor your pastor. Don't forget his wife. Because other than God, if it hadn't been for Sherry, Daniel Boone would not be where he's at. And I don't say that to knock him down. He's got a wonderful, faithful wife that put up with him. How many years has he been married? 40 years. You know, Sherry, 40 in the Bible is a time of testing. After that, it's all downhill after that. You got it made in the shade. You got him trained. You got him doing what you want him to do. She's been faithful. Are you? Will you be faithful in going and getting somebody? Did you know if every person here that's saved went out and invited one person, and that one person invited one person, and that one person invited one person, do you realize that we could win the world, in 3.5 years? But we're too busy sitting on our duffs.
That's right.
Look at me. Look what I've been through. And I'm not making light of your problems, your trials, your tribulation. But God's faithful. He'll see you. He'll walk with you. He'll take care of you if you just trust him. If you get nothing else, remember this. God is faithful. He'll save you. He'll keep you. He'll walk by your side. He loves you. He'll guard you. He'll comfort you. He's the great I am. Let's pray. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, please. How faithful are you to God? When God looks at your record, does he see somebody that really cares? Does he see somebody that's really burdened for the lost? Does he see somebody that's faithful at Valley that he led you here? It's amazing the people I meet that say, well, God led me, and then they go on. God never goes against his word. He's the same. And I encourage you today to believe this, that God's faithful. He's not going to fail you. If Pastor Boone drops dead this afternoon, he's got somebody waiting in the corner. God's faithful. Trust him and serve him all the days of your lives. Father, thank you for Valley, the friendship, Lord, they've shown me over these many, many years. A special relationship, Lord, you gave Nan and I with Sherry and Daniel. And all the years, Lord, that we've walked down the road and we've done some wrong. We've made some mistakes. But, Lord, whatever this church says, Pastor and Sherry have been faithful for almost 29 years. Sunday after Wednesday, month after year, they've been faithful. I pray, God, that you'll give him the strength to continue to be as faithful as he can be with Sherry until you call him home. And God, I pray that the people of Valley View will appreciate what they have, because churches are closing by the thousands every year. Help us to make our voice heard as Mr. Kirk did. Have your way today in Jesus' name. Amen.